Hello, respected viewers. It's George from Ireland, so welcome back to the channel again. And look, I watch this occasionally, in your honour. Anyway, talking about the Republic of Moldova and whether it's going to join the European Union. I say the Republic of to avoid confusion with the adjacent region of Romania, which is also called Moldova. You may have observed that the Moldovan flag and the Romanian flag are largely the same. Certainly the field is. It's just in that central yellow bar. The Moldovans have got that unique symbol because at times in its history, Moldova has been part and parcel of the Romanian state. Sometimes it's been conquered by the Russian Empire, indeed part of the Ottoman Empire, and so forth. So its official languages are Romanian and Russian. They used to call the language Moldovan, but now they call it Romanian, and it is virtually the same. It's a bit more old-fashioned Romanian with a few Russian loan words. You know, I had a friend who lived there in the 90s, who's more Russophone, certainly in Chisinau or Chisinev, if you're Russophone, the capital city. So because so much focus on Ukraine, not many people noticed when the European Council met a few days ago, they said they were starting a session, negotiations for Moldova as well as Ukraine. Now, in a way, Moldova's higher up the queue because it's not embroiled in a hot war against a nuclear power. And so there might be fewer objections to it joining. You know, Hungary and Slovakia have indicated they are deeply skeptical about Romania about Ukraine joining. And I wouldn't bait my breath for either of them. Remember that Turkey's had candidate status for 33 years and it's not going anywhere. But Moldova's maybe a better bet, 3.5 million people. So even if all of them moved west, it wouldn't upset the demographics of Western Europe too much. Whereas, you know, Ukraine's 40 million people, about 8 million people have gone to the European Union already. Moreover, so much money is going to be needed to build up, to rebuild Ukraine. $300 billion at least of war damage and destruction has been wrought already, and the war is probably not even half over yet. So whereas Moldova, you know, the subsidies are going to need are far lower. It's receiving some subventions from the European Union as it is. It's got this very Europhile president, Maia Sandu, the first woman to be president of that state. And I can't remember that woman who was prime minister, who was also Western orientated. You know, and there was the Acum Party, is a noun, the anti-corruption union of Moldova. So that the socialist party there was Moscow aligned, but even more so was the Shor Party, run by this gangster who's fled to Israel. And Shor is actually a surname. Right. So the real fly in the ointment here is Transdniestria, that region as in across the river Dniestria, which has been illegally occupied by Russia since 1991, since Moldovan independence. And then the Russians have the gall to pretend that the invaders are the pacificators there. So legally it is part of Moldova, but because the Moldovan government has no control over it, it's sort of illegal nowhere man's land, and you can get anything there for money. I know some dodgy people from Kazakhstan that they had cars and things like that registered there, because if you cross somebody's palm with silver, you could get away with things. You can hide assets through there, but things could be disappeared. They had in people's names from Transnistria, they owned property in the United Arab Emirates and so forth. So there are problems with corruption there in Moldova, with a lot of public money disappeared. They've made serious progress on that. Independence of the judiciary, free and fair elections. And obviously the Kremlin is determined to undermine this. So Romanians are very eager that their cousins in Moldova join. I remember when I was going to Romania, this is nigh on 20 years ago, seeing the graffito Basarab, Pumunt Romanesc all over. Bessarabia is Romanian soil. Bessarabia being an alternative name for the Republic of Moldova. But it's fascinating how actually support for that has dipped. It's only a minority, maybe 37% of Romanians want Moldova to become part of their country, maybe 45% of Moldovans. But, you know, and they become part of the European Union, might say, well, that's almost the same thing. And then they'll be governed by the same law. So what difference would it make? All Moldovans can get Romanian citizenship on application, even though they're not ethnically or linguistically Romanian. A lot of them avail themselves this opportunity because they want to go and work in Western European countries where they make much, much more money. Because after Ukraine, Moldova is the poorest country in the European Union. They're talking about joining the European Union. They're not talking about joining NATO. Because remember, there are 2,000 Russian troops in Transnistria. That may not seem much, but bear in mind that Moldova's only got 3.5 million people. So his army's only a few thousand soldiers. So 2,000 soldiers is more of a headache than you might think. And because it was so poverty-stricken, so dependent on Russian oil and gas supplies. They used to let the Russian troops fly into Chisinau and then go by coach to Transnistria and so on. So this uneasy arrangement worked for quite a long time. And even as a Western tourist, you could go to Transnistria. I didn't do it myself. And they said it was like going back in time. It was a time capsule preserving the Soviet era, where they're still adulating Lenin and even Stalin and stuff like that. So bizarre. And there was Tiraspol is the capital of this illegal breakaway. Obviously, it's highly hypocritical because the Kremlin is always saying, you know, national sovereignty, integrity, and Taiwan can't be independent, or Kosovo can't break away from Serbia. Now, I know Western countries are also hypocritical in saying, no, Taiwan is independent or semi-independent sometimes, or Kosovo can go independent, but not Transnistria and not Catalonia. So, you know, neither bloc is completely consistent on this one, and not the People's Republic of Donetsk, the People's Republic of Luhansk, and so on. But remember where you heard it first. I said that when Russia recognized the so-called independence of Luhansk and Donetsk, which was illegally occupying in February 2022, right before the war began in earnest, I said that was simply a precatory step before Russia attempted the absorption of these renegade regions into the Russian Federation proper. I think Moldova is actually less problematic than Ukraine as a member of the European Union. I'm a European citizen myself. I don't want to be, but as the Republic of Ireland, we have to suffer some of the disbenefits of the European Union, as in paying out so much money and this excessive regulation, trying to micromanage every single facet of our life and so forth, and excessive immigration. No, I'm not going to deny myself the benefits that accrue to people who are citizens of the European Union. No, and I'm not pretending it's all bad. So that's why Moldova might get to join a bit sooner. It's smaller. It's actually slightly wealthier. There's so many of them are European Union citizens anyway. It would be a psychological boost to Ukraine to show that it's possible for them. It'd be one of the eye for Putin. But they're not talking about NATO. That might be too provocative. And remember, the significant segment of the population, the minority, particularly older people, particularly those in Transnistria, who really are aligned towards Moscow. But they're managing to reduce their energy dependence on Russia, and economic dependence. Some of them were going there as guest workers, sending money back. I particularly remember a taxi driver in Moscow who was a Moldovan. And they're using the Russian language rather less. So Russia's soft power is diminishing. And they're beginning to perceive that the benefits that will arise to them from admission to the European Union. They see how it's been such a fillip to their neighbor, Romania, and that they don't need to lose their separate status as a different republic, Moldova, by joining the European Union. It does not necessitate them joining Romania, or it doesn't obviate it either. It could go either way. Anyway, thank you so much for watching my channel, and make sure you subscribe to me on Patreon and donate with the greatest possible liberality to me on PayPal. That's georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Okay, toodle pip, thank you for watching my channel. And, well, what can I say? Moldova se trăiască.